Nature Strip at the 300 metres, two lengths clear from his old sparring partner Eduardo giving chase. It's Nature Strip in front of Eduardo. The Sikh legend's rattling home. Nature Strip in front of Eduardo. Nature Strip kept going. Eduardo. Mask Crusaders jumping out of the ground. Just missed. Nature Strip clings on. He's king of the mountain this time.
How good is that? I still get tingles on my spine when I listen to that.
I was still nervous for Masked Crusader, wasn't it? And I know Nature Strip wins.
I think you were still thinking Masked Crusader and the replay might have got up, but the man on board, the missile that was and is Nature Strip, just happens to be on the favourite coming up this weekend, Zaki, in one of the biggest races in Australia in the Cox Plate. James McDonald, better known as J-Mac, joins us on Sports Day. Welcome, James.
Hey guys, how are you?
We're really good. Now, before we get to Zaki, can I just ask you one question? When you're on Nature Strip and Nature Strip decides to turn up like it did, what's the feeling when you're on board?
Oh, he's pretty good. He's a wrecking ball when he does turn up. He's obviously there's no hard luck stories with him. He's pretty self-explanatory. He'll be in the first two, and if he's good enough to win, he's there to win. And if there's a better horse on the day, well, then there is. But more times than not, luckily, he's the best horse in the race, and he's got a beautiful racing style that gets horses out of comfort zones pretty early in races, and he sustains a great gallop. So he's a pleasure to be a part of. Very proud of him.
I think people forget, James, that Nature Strip early days actually had a lot of trouble settling in races, and quite a few times getting beaten on the line when it would spend a few too many tickets early. How did he change that?
Oh, it probably it's just maturity as well as teaching the horse as well. But to be fair, he was going quick. He still goes quick, but he's harnessing probably a length, which is helping the last 100 meters. And he wasn't getting beaten far when he was running so hard and having nothing left. So, he just had to tinker with a few things. We had to sacrifice a few races early doors, but now it's paying dividends, and now he's probably, if not, the world's best sprinter. So it's good to be a part of them.
You were tucked in on the rail there, going nicely. And as we said just before on the intro, Masked Crusader just weaved its way through the field. I know you still won, but did you realise how close it was on the back of you there?
Yeah, of course I did. I knew he was coming. He's it was a brilliant ride by Tommy, and he got close. But lucky enough, we got the photo, which is... you make your own luck in this game, and Nate Strip up on speed did it the tough way and still held on. So all the credit has to go to him. And but the field was coming quick, and I could definitely hear them coming.
as we mentioned, Nature Strip, established star, Zaki, rising star, if not already there. We've got to ask the obvious question: what happened to it last time?
Well, I'm not too sure, but hopefully he rectifies that and comes. Is competitive in the Cox Plate, because if he brings his A game, he's obviously the one horse to beat, albeit strong field, small but strong, but he's in with a good chance.
Well, there's horses that really appreciate the Moonee Valley track, the different shape, and you know, the way they come off that last bend. Does that actually make things better for Zaki, as you mentioned, with the smaller field and the different shape track?
Yeah, for sure. I'd probably prefer a bigger field, to be honest with you, but he likes tempo. B, he didn't like the circumference of shape of core field, and he didn't like the hard track. So there's three things that probably hopefully will work in his favour this time around and reverse the results. But he needs to lift a little bit, but I'm sure a bit like Nate Strip, if he gets the little things right, he'll be fighting out the finish, that's for sure.
Now, James, when my co-host Jimmy was winning flags for Geelong, I'm sure the night before a game he was going to bed with a pen and a pad, writing down notes on opposition players. Now, I'm not sure what it's like for a jockey. You've got 2 3-year-olds in Animo and Captivant, and then you've got three horses that we haven't actually seen in Australia before. So, how does that change your preparation with a little bit of the unknown?
Not a lot, to be honest with you. I've ridden half the field, to be honest. I've ridden Captivant, the Group 1 winner, to a Group 1 success. I've ridden Very Elegant, Animo, Mwanga, and now Zaki. So I've got a good handle on all the opposition, to be fair. And I think I'm confident on the right horse, for sure.
People are very confident about Animo because it's probably got the least amount of warts or coming into this race. Of course, very elegant. You know, not winning its way into this race. Zaki, of course, last start. Why the big raps on Animo?
Oh, he's just untapped, to be fair. He's a young horse. He's got a brilliant record. He's never far away. But like every horse in the race, they've all got a negative about them. And he's got he's the same. It's whether he gets 2,000 metres strongly against older horses. I know the 3-year-old's got a great record in the race, but if you're giving Animo a chance, you've got to give Captivon a chance. And whether they have got the right credentials to win a Cox Plate, I'm not too sure, because it's the first time they're stepping out to 2,000 metres, and it's a big difference, a mile to 2,000. So we'll see how they go.
Where's the speed going to come from in the race, do you think, James?
It looks the Kiwi, but a lot of them will hold a spot. They're pretty versatile sort of horses. So the Kiwi looks the leader there.
And also, any other rides for you that we should be keeping an eye on? Because, like we said, you can steer anything home, and a lot of people listening and that have the pen and paper out ready to mark down anything you're on.
Yeah, no, I've got some nice rides. I think I've got six rides on the day. So, obviously, Zaki, I'm hoping, is my best, but Rhododendra is a good ride, and same with Generation. So, they're probably the three that I'd probably identify.
And, James, as we let you go, nutrition the night before a big race and even the morning of, what do you eat and what can you eat?
Not much. It's pretty self-explanatory, to be fair. It's probably a bit like everyone else, but we're just probably losing a little bit of weight, but you still have to refuel, so to speak. But just a really, really light meal night before, and then maybe a banana or something in the morning. But it's all in moderation. It's just the size of the portions. It's not what you eat, but the size of them, what we put in our mouth.
James, you sound pretty calm. Jimmy and I are nervous for you. We can't wait to see Zaki in the Cox Plate crossing the line first and seeing you up there on the podium. Good luck. You're an absolute star. You're on a couple of star horses as well recently, and we look forward to watching more of you in the spring.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
James McDonald there, the jockey of Zaki, was on board Nature Strip in the Everest as well. More Sports Day coming up after this.
She's back. Not pulled from the lineup yet. This week's weather outlook is thanks to Farmers Business Network. Grow your business as an FBN community builder. Let's start in Mildura, where it's summer all year round. And this weekend is no different. Balmy, top of 30 degrees tomorrow, dropping down to the mid-20s there on after. If you're in the Wang, you'll have a nice 26 and sunny top tomorrow. Showers expected across the weekend. To Horsham, where we see a similar story, 24 tomorrow. Rain expected to fall the days after that. And to round us out, we'll check in on the border, where it's mostly sunny, 26 tomorrow in Albury, dropping down to the low 20s for the rest of the weekend. That was a weather outlook thanks to Farmers Business Network. Become a Farmer Business Network community builder and introduce the future of farming to your community.